You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Goodbye, discontent. Get behind me, sorrow. I was broken, bent. I want a better tomorrow. Out of adversity, this song came to me. Don't you ever be afraid to wade those troubled waters. Every sorrow you have will float away. Everybody you know must go through troubled waters. It's a glorious game we all must play. The ups and downs of life will come and go until the wind of evil ceases to blow. Don't you ever be afraid to wade those troubled waters if you want to find happiness today. Never be afraid to wade those troubled waters. All the sorrow you have will float away. Everybody you know must go through troubled waters. It's a glorious game we all must play. They flow along and right whatever's wrong and bring an end to every sorrow song. Don't you ever be afraid to wade those troubled waters. You will come to that happy shore someday.
Thank you.
Yes, this is a radiola, and aren't you amazed? I am, personally. That's because I've decided to do this a couple of days in advance in case something happens. We don't want to have people assume that we've somehow vanished because of certain events in the world. So we're going to do this right now, and it's going to be out there, and you'll be able to hear it. So don't assume that if you don't hear the show ever, that I'm under a tree somewhere. It could happen, but it won't. So in honor of the event, many events occurring at this point, and there's a healthy smorgasbord of things there. I'm calling the show Topical Depression. I'm not depressed, but it's basically a terrible idea, whatever it is. Willard Robeson, Don't Be Afraid to Wade Those Troubled Waters, 1929. That's with Annette Shilkret group on Victor, and that's a rather scarce record. That was on the amazing compilation by Brad Kay on Superbitone. I didn't have that. A listener, a very, very generous listener, I might add, sent me some records that I'll get to those soon, and they demand my attention. But this was included in the package. It was the Willard Robeson CD, and it's nice. Willard has a CD out there. In fact, that's why we omitted his vocal on the usual song, and I figured that was entirely topical and not depressing at all. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, Queer Notions, 1933. That's off the Decca reissue. And Nat Shilkret, there he is, with the Victor Orchestra, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. Of course, you know that song every week, 1929. And I do want to thank John for sending all that wonderful stuff. And I always feel unworthy when people are so generous, but I'm so happy and honored to be considered. This is radiola, and I'm almost speechless, but that's unusual in itself. And if you want this playlist or any other playlist, it will be up eventually, and you'll probably because I'm gonna make sure it gets there. It's radiolablog.blogspot.com, and other topical events in the news. Not that we're doing a news show, because we're not. We're sort of anti-topical, but. We were experiencing a topical depression at the moment. Al Luntz and his orchestra. Al Luntz is singing this on Banner in 1926. There's a little white house on a little green hill. Make of that what you will.
Back for Rowdy to that little white house on the little green hill where the red, red roses grow. bright sunshine, I'm so happy and gay. A cyclone could come along and blow me away. But I wouldn't care, no sir, I'm walking on that air, since that certain party said I love you.
The Deep River Orchestra, under the direction of Willard Robeson, he was then musical director at Perfect Path A at that point, and it's his composition. Oh boy, to be given a whole record company just to record your own stuff, but his stuff, his music is marvelous. And this also is from Superbitone, Mobile Mud. That's from Willard's American Suite No. 6, it says here. That's from 1926, and that, yes... That is that's some amazing material, and I am so glad to have that CD, and my thanks continue for that. Oh boy, I love it. Frankie Masters and his orchestra, I'm Walking on Air, 1927. Well, there's a line or two in there you might want to pay attention to. Al Lunson and his orchestra, there's a little white house and a little green hill, surrounded by agents. Well, they're protecting it, see, that's what it is. 1926 on Banner. This is Radiola, and we're not depressed at all. We're, as I say, we're going to, whatever happens to you in life that doesn't actually kill you is just an inconvenience, and that's all. That's what it is. And Radiola is not an inconvenience, and I'm And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm really trying not to inconvenience you. Harold Edwards, here's on Champion, 1929. This is interesting. This is Rudy Valley did this too, but Champion had it was basically the Janet Electrobeam label with, you know, a different label. I'm just a vagabond lover, and he's belting it.
Gentlemen, all people, I know, you know, I know,
if there's nobody in it with my love. If you meet someone sweet with plenty of style, girl of grace, pretty face, you just stop for a while. All you men, you can bet, sweet ride of the queen. Throw your chest out, start it showing off, you know what I mean. I love. Who do the fellows love? Who are they jealous of? Lila. Who is the honey bunch they want to take to lunch? Lila. You know, I know, she's so K.O. Up to the minute, there's nobody in it with Lila.
Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway it. Thank you.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and that is maximally PI, but we don't care because it has some great musicians on it, including Bix Beiderbecke, the Rhythm Boys, including Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, Harry Beerus, and Irene Taylor with Mississippi Mud. And yes, and Mobile Mud, of course, is what we all are, because we're just walking around, and that's what we're made of. And and that's how it is. Rodman Lewis and Radio Ed, that's probably Scrappy Lambert and Ed Small. I'm guessing that would have to be Lila, 1928 on Regal. That's one you do not hear every day, and that's a little rough sounding, but not too bad. On Champion, Harold Edwards, I'm Just a Vagabond Lover, and that's in rather nice shape. And 29, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and boy, I'm just so, you know, glad to be doing this now. Don't worry. I do not like drama queens. I find that very annoying, and people are always dramatizing every time they get a hangnail. And believe me, we do not do that here. That is not aimed at anyone in particular, by the way, in case you think it's aimed at you. Those shoes are out there, and if they fit you, you may walk away with them, but that's how we feel, and we're not going to hide that feeling. We've been through enough, and we're not going to enumerate that. No, we're just going to keep going. This is Radiola, and we proudly represent the walking wounded here. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm their leader. Paul Beese and his Novelty Orchestra, and he had that was a sad life, but he did make some good records. 1919, it says here, an Egyptian foxtrot. And I didn't know they did that then. I thought they were doing the rumba or something on those hieroglyphics, but no. Bola Bo, here it is. Thank you. Isham Jones' orchestra in 1924, and I think this is a Roy Bargy composition. That is my dim memory of the label, and others who are knowledgeable will correct me if I am wrong. Feeding the Kitty. Well, you got to feed the kitty. Feed the cat. If there's whatever is going on in this world, you'd better feed that cat, because that cat is going to resent you if you don't, and you may have some problems later. The Cotton Pickers, Snake's Hips, 1923 on Brunswick also. And, don't feed the kitty to the snake, whatever you do. That's what they call prioritizing. And Paul Beast and his Novelty Orchestra, Bolobo, 1919 on Victor. And that's, I like that. That has a certain, that was even before they started digging all those people up over there. That's good. Occasionally, you don't want to dig somebody up. You just want to leave them where they are. This is Radiola, and I'm glad you dug us up, and we're no inconvenience at all, as I say. We're happy to make ease that in your life. And I'm Andy Sr. This is Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan in 1913 on Columbia. That doesn't sound that remarkable. It's only 100 years ago, but after all. But it's a good record on the old Fall River line, so don't fall in the river, would you?
Waltz about the coolie and the moonin', take a trip to Boston. It's fine sailing up today, boys. Hooray, boys, I was on the upper deck when I met mine. I said, to in your favor suit. You look flavorly cute on the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. I fell for Susie's line of talk, and Susie fell for mine. Then we fell in with the horses, and it tied a tight and twine. But I wish, oh Lord, I'd fell overboard on the old Fall River line. When the boat is landing, they're standing schooners by the dozen, and more, while the captain's calling, and bawling, isn't anybody wants to go ashore? Everybody just answers him, turn the boat round again, on the old Fall River line, on the old Fall River line. And when the boat starts rocking, boys, it limbers up your spine. Talk about your sweetie's movement from the stars is just divine. And they'll stretch her neck on that upper deck on the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. Be sure and bring your lunch along. There is no place to dine. Once I found an old ham sandwich dated 1869. Everyone gets stewed chewing melon food on the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. Was there that Rip and Winkle slept for 20 years so fine? It was not up in the mountains or among the lonesome pines. Rippy laid his head on a 10-cent bed on the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. I met him on the after deck.
When?
But shortly after 9.
Yes.
He was built like Jeff with whiskers.
Whiskers?
I gave him the countersign.
Go on.
And said, who are you?
Why, I'm the crew. Oops, my dear.
On the old Fall River line.
Thank you. Don't keep the sunshine out of your eyes. Say if you are wild, you'll stop your crying. Brown eyes, look up and smile. Smiling is always in style. Tears only add to your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You'll know honest and true. Brown eyes should never be blue.
Carl Fenton's orchestra. That's Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. Who else would it be? In 1924, it ain't gonna rain no more. the heck it ain't. That was my ironic selection for the week. Eddie Peabody, Arthur Fields, Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue, 1925, on Banner. And beginning going 12 years before that, Arthur Collins, Byron G. Harlan, on the Old Fall River Line, 1913, yes. This is Radiola, and we are very... We'll carry on as best we can, and carrying on is what we do most of the time, but in a different way, and usually blow the notice of the authorities, but we do what we must, and I'm Andy Sr., carrying whatever I can, carrying my own baggage mostly. Annie and the Hedonists, speaking of carrying on, so this is a great CD, and I've been playing things off this. That would be Annie Rosen on vocal, Johnny Rosen on guitar, Peter Davis playing whatever he's playing. He plays about 8 instruments on this thing, very nicely too. We know him, and Don Young on bass. And we are this is a departure for our show, and occasionally I do like to support the young songwriters. And this is by a young songwriter by the name of Robert Zimmerman, who has had some success over, you know, recently. You may have heard his stuff, but he wrote, I think he uses a different name, but he wrote this, and it's very nice, and it's certainly appropriate to this show, and that's why we're including it. And we may include more of his stuff as it fits into our general scheme of things. But here's a composition by Robert Zimmerman, Buckets of Rain.
Must do, and you do it well. I do it for you. baby, can't you tell? A buckets of rain, buckets of tears, I got all them buckets.